Hello and welcome back to the Elon Musk Pod. This is a daily podcast about everything Elon Musk, from SpaceX to Tesla to Boring, everything else. Everything Elon Musk. This is this podcast. And this podcast is brought to you by NordVPN. So you probably heard of a VPN before, but you might not know what it is. Every time you send something across the internet, say if you send an email, the pipe between you and the recipient isn't fully encrypted. That isn't fully encrypted. What Nord does, they help you protect yourself from bad actors. So right now you can get 70% off your subscription if you go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod or use the code spacenewspod at checkout. You can start for as little as $3.95 a month. Go check it out. It's in the show notes. And here we go. Let's talk about Starship. And let's talk about Elon Musk's SpaceX. There was an article written in The Conversation, and it's by Samantha Rolfe. So SpaceX is going to be sending Starship with about 100 people, probably 100 people, to Mars at some point. There are some things that we have to worry about because, one, that's a lot of people. That's the most people ever to be in space at the same time. Usually there's a few people on the space station. You know, if there's a crew going up to the space station, there's two people on that pod. During the space shuttle, there were a couple people in the space shuttle. Russian flights, you know, those are usually a few people. So this would be a huge, huge thing. Think about an airplane, like a regular airplane, 100 people on an airplane or more. That's what it would be like. Starship would be a bunch of people going to the surface of Mars. Now, in this article on theconversation.com, the author says there's a few things that we have to worry about when we go to Mars. We have to worry about contamination. So there's no possible way that we can decontaminate even one person enough to not spread microbes when we get to another world. So if we go to Mars, we have microbes all over us. No matter how much stuff you spray on us, no matter what kind of suits you wear, we're always going to have microbes. They live on us and in us. So we're going to have microbes on the surface of Mars that we brought there. So we could possibly contaminate and threaten alien organisms if they actually exist on Mars. So if we were to find life on Mars due to, these exploration techniques that we use with SpaceX's Starship, it may not be a Martian organism. It could be something that came from us. We'd have to test it out. It takes a long time. But we could also kill whatever organism is already there. Say what if it's the last living thing on Mars? And we bring a disease, basically, to the red planet. What would happen at that point? We would have destroyed a whole planet's worth of stuff, worth of organisms. And that's not what we want. We want to go there and we want to examine things. We want to study things. We want to do science. We want to build a colony on Mars. That's the whole plan. And the reason why they want to do this, why SpaceX wants to do this, and why Elon Musk has this vision is because what if, say, a gigantic asteroid hits the Earth? Well, there's a reason why he wants to make Starship. And that's because if this were to happen, we'd at least have the opportunity to send a couple hundred people to Mars to further humanity. You know, what if everything gets extinct on Earth due to this asteroid? At least there's a couple hundred people on Mars to continue humanity. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, we can't live here, because we can. We can continue to live on Earth and it will be fine. But it's the idea that if something does happen, we have an escape plan. That's part of it, right? So now what happens if you're in deep space, right? There's other things that happen to you in deep space. It's not just, you know, if we contaminate another world, it's radiation, of course, and that could be very, very harmful to a normal person. Of course, they're going to be building starships, so it's as immune as possible to solar radiation and to all the dangers that are in space. There's no magnetic shield around Starship. At this point, they could possibly, I mean, it's a really far stretch here, but there's no real technology that can do this, to build a magnetic field around Starship. So space radiation for about a 6-month journey between Earth and Mars could harm the humans on board this spaceship. Radiation protection technology is a long way behind other aspects of rocketry, they write in this article. And I'm right here with them. There's a lot of dangers between us and the ISS. There's a lot of danger. You're in a little pod on top of a gigantic explosion, a controlled explosion that pushes you up past the Earth's gravitational field and further out, you know, towards the ISS. But also, if you have to go to Mars, that's more danger. The more time you're in space, the more danger, the more time you have to be in danger, basically. So hopefully they're working on shielding. Right now, they're just working on the Mark 1, Mark 2, Mark 3 prototypes of Starship, which they'll be doing flight tests and hover tests with within the next, you know, year or so. And they hope to get a Starship into orbit by next year. And that would be amazing. They want to start doing flight tests on Starship this year. By the end of this year, they're going to hopefully have 3 or 4 tests. They're going to do hover tests. They're going to do low altitude tests as well. Mostly, as far as we know, Boca Chica, because they have the Mark 1 there. The Mark 2 is in Florida. So Starship will be, doing some tests. SpaceX, Elon Musk will be doing some tests in those regions. There's a sample return mission planned for 2030 as well from NASA. And, you know, we're probably going to have humans on Mars by 2030. If all goes well, we're going to also have humans on the face of the moon by 2024. If NASA has anything to do with it, they have their Artemis program. And the Artemis program will send the first woman and the next man to the surface of the moon. And SpaceX could be a part of that. And the fact that SpaceX is working on docking 2 starships together, because they have the technology that they've used and that they've perfected for docking with the International Space Station, they're using that same technology to do a mid-orbit refuel of Starship, which is absolutely insane. So that's another part. You have to refuel in orbit. It's dangerous. What if something goes wrong and a Starship runs into the fuel tanker, smashes, and, you know, there's a huge air leak and you get sucked out of the aircraft? We've all seen science fiction movies that this happens. So there's so many things that could go wrong on the way to Mars, and we have to really worry about it before it actually starts happening. So the analysts say Mars 2024. I mean, it's possible. In my opinion, I think it's going to be more like 2028, 2030-ish to get people back to Mars, get people to Mars, not back to Mars, but get people to the red planet. It's going to take a lot of effort and it's going to take a lot of planning. And you can't just have 100 people die in space. It's just not good. SpaceX would cease to exist if that were the case. So, my friends, I want to say thank you for taking the time to check out the podcast. I really do appreciate it. If you like this show, make sure to hit the subscribe button. This thing is growing like crazy, by the way. So be part of this. This is absolutely insane. And I really do appreciate all of your time. So if you want to hear more Elon Musk news every single day, make sure to hit that sub button. And I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Musk News Pod, on the Elon Musk Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I will see you soon.